The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, and you heard Drake May going on and on about the defense yesterday and in that interview just now, and a big piece of that defense was Jonathan Jones, who joins us right now, presented by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at Drains by James. They give a poop about your pipes. Jonathan Jones, do we have you?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
There he is. Jonathan, I thought that game yesterday reminded me a lot of a big game that you had 2 years ago against the Colts. You had a pick six in that Sam Ellinger game. You remember that one? It was a similar-looking game. I think the score was pretty close, too. You guys sacked the quarterback a million times. How did it feel to sort of go out there, know that you and the front were kind of in sync in terms of coverage sacks, in terms of them getting to the QB, you guys making plays out there? It seemed like for the first time all year, everything really clicked for all four quarters.
It did. I think for the most part, we kind of hit the keys that we wanted to hit. You know, they did a good job of getting pressure. But not only that, just containing it. You know, there weren't too many times, maybe twice, that he even got outside the tackle box to even get outside of those guys. And so when you can do that up front, you know, the back end, it makes your job a lot easier.
Early in the game, you guys were put in some tough spots. There was a punt return. There was the turnover. And you guys kind of bowed up and didn't allow any points. How big is that when you get those opportunities early to kind of set a tone and not just do your jobs, but maybe go above and beyond what your normal job is?
Yeah, I mean, we always pride ourselves, you know, on defensive executing no matter where we get the ball. And that helps the offense out. You know, if we give up a big return or the turnover and just not giving up points, you know, not putting them in a situation where when they get the ball back, they feel like, you know, they have to go out and score a touchdown. So that's a part of our job as defense is just getting the ball back and eliminating points and not allowing their team to get up big on us.
You had one big tackle, and I believe it was the first quarter, maybe the beginning of the second, that pretty much saved a touchdown. Open field tackling, things like that. You guys have at times this year struggled with that and struggled with sort of finishing your hits. Is that something you think you've improved on as a unit over the course of these 10 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, Mayo, he called out the corners in the secondary, you know, after last week's game versus Tennessee. The defensive hole was just tackling. Something I spoke on last week of getting back to the fundamentals, and tackling has been a big part of that. You know, on defense, they can catch the ball or make a run, but at the end of the day, if you're able to secure a tackle, you don't give up points. And so that was something we focused on last week and something to be big as we continue out the season.
So you say he called you guys out in the back end. I think we could say he called the team out with the soft comments in London. Is this team showing that they respond when he kind of pushes their buttons or challenges you guys?
I would assume so. I mean, just based off how the locker room has handled it, just how guys respond when there's adversity. You know, we've gone through adversity this year, and guys have handled it well. No one's come in, you know, with a sour face and a sour attitude, you know, after, you know, a loss. So I definitely say guys have handled it the right way.
I know this is a weird question, seeing as where the season is right now and everything, but did yesterday feel like a get-right game to you guys?
I don't know about that. It just felt like a win we needed. And like I spoke to the team after, the next phase of this is stacking wins. You know, every win we've gotten, the two we've gotten before, we lose the next week. And so in this league, if you can stack wins, get some back-to-back wins, and build off of it, I think then we can say we're heading in the right direction.
I'm glad you brought up the post-game, because you've told us you're not really a big talker. That's not really your style. And you've taken over the mantle of the post-game, aw yeah, thing that Teddy Bruschi and others historically have done. You know it's being videotaped. You know it's going to be on social media within hours. Do you enjoy that? Do you get nervous? Do you prep a few notes? Do you ask Slater for a little advice? How's that go about?
No. I just speak from the heart. You know, I speak from the heart. And just what the guys need to hear. You know, like you said, speaking of guys who've been around here for a long time, those guys got the opportunity to sit back and watch what it meant to win, saw what it looked like to be a part of football in this league that was winning football. And I've had the opportunity as a young player in this league to experience that. And I feel it was my opportunity and my chance to tell those guys what it looks like and just to be a part of that and do my part.
Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet, a lot of weapons on that Chicago offense. What was the general strategy about limiting those guys in the secondary, and what was sort of the strategy to try and cover them all?
We felt confident, you know, to being able to play those guys in man-to-man coverage to allow us to get some pressure up front. We felt confident. Touch to the plate. You know, there weren't a lot of explosive plays or any, you know, explosive plays for the receivers. So when you do that in this league and limit players like that, it's easy to get wins.
So I think a lot of us had pigeonholed Brendan Schooler as he's a special teamer, he's the next Matthew Slater, whatever. And then apparently there's this Longhorn package where he's out there, he's spying the number one pick quarterback, he's getting a sack. Were you dubious when you saw this game plan or when they started using Schooler in that role? What'd you think?
No, I tipped my hat to him. I said, hey, you have some ability, you know, and practices like this allow guys to show, you know, that they can contribute on defense. And, you know, hopefully he takes this and grows from it. You know, a lot of guys in the league end up getting, you know, pigeonholed into that, you know, just special teams guy. But if you can run around and tackle, after that you learn a couple of defensive formations. I don't know why you can't play defense in this league. But so he's, you know, taken that role well. He executed it in just the way we wanted him to. And so hopefully he can continue to build off of it.
Every week I know we ask you about Christian Gonzalez, but this week I want to ask you about your other compatriot there, Marcus Jones, who I thought had a great game yesterday along with all the rest of you guys. How is his progression this year after missing all last year with an injury, getting back into the secondary, also returning kicks? How have you seen his progression on defense evolve over the season?
Oh, man, he's consistent. You know, he comes in, he's just smart and tough. He's a smart football player. He always knows what to do and just comes out and competes. And he's a guy that I enjoy playing with. I have enjoyed playing with him, and he's just going to do nothing but continue to get better.
There's some teams where, I don't know, I feel like there's 11, 12, 13 guys. That's the core of the defense, the starters. Then there's backups. This team, especially yesterday, we saw a ton of bodies at all three levels. Farms and Roy up front. We mentioned Schooler, Del Pettis. There's guys coming from everywhere. Is that a unique situation where it feels like there's got to be 20 different guys that are involved in the game plan? And what's the camaraderie like because of that?
Oh, man, everybody buys in. I was once taught in this league, the more you can do. I don't know if you ever heard that saying.
Yep.
But the more you can do, every guy's buying in, pitching in, do what they can to help, you know. We don't have, you know, quote-unquote superstars at positions, and guys are doing their jobs and coming in, getting better. And this week it'll be the same thing. It's getting back to the drawing board on Wednesday and getting towards another victory.
I just realized we haven't talked to you since the trade deadline. I know your name was floating around there. Other guys' names are floating around. Ultimately, no one gets traded. Was that a tense trade deadline in your guys' locker room?
Not so much. I can only speak for myself. Not for myself. I take this, you know, this business in stride. You know, every day is a privilege to be here and to go to work, and I always take it that way. And I have them, you know, every day that I've been here. And so, you know, it's a tough position for a lot of guys. You know, I can understand, you know, not knowing your future, not knowing where you'll be. But just try to take it in stride and just let, you know, whatever happens and roll with the punches.
Turning the page to next week, you have the Rams, which is, you know, Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua. There's some pretty good weapons on that side of the ball. Sean McVay. What kind of challenge do they present? But also a unique opportunity. Will you watch Monday Night Football tonight and sort of get a quick jump start on the scouting process?
Yeah. It'll be key in watching it. But they've, you know, they have a veteran quarterback, good receivers, good core. You know, they love to run the ball. It's going to be a good test for us. Our goal is to come out and try to get a victory at home. And so we have to get to the drawing board this week and get to work.
All right, that's Jonathan Jones of the secondary here with the Patriots, who beat the Bears 19-3 and will be taking on the Rams this Sunday at Gillette. Jonathan, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
I think we lost them.
See ya.
That's two shaky phones in a row. Do you notice
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's not great.
Two shaky phones in a row. We're on to you, Stacey. We know what's going on.
Elon Musk
giving him the potato phones
can land a massive rocket backwards with these two big hands that grab it out of the air.
Right, yeah.
He's got a line of satellites that go across the world so you can get high speed internet anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't get great phones to talk to a couple Patriots.
It's weird how that works. Anyway, good
Some
stuff
beach.
There. From Jones and, of course, from Drake May. A lot to digest. We'll get to that at 617-779-7937 if you want to talk about anything you just heard there. And when we return, I think the coaching staff, who we did not get to talk to, we talked to the players and we got their take on everything. The coaching staff deserves a lot of credit here, especially considering the bleep show that they were up against with the Chicago Bears. It could always be worse, folks. Always remember that. The grass is sometimes greener on your side. We'll get to that next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.